Every immigrant has a coming to America memory. As a grad student in Illinois, I remember car dealerships lit up brightly in the middle of the night and not a soul in sight. Naomi Munawira came to America when she was 12. It was the mid-80s and Duran Duran.
The music of the 80s and that sort of androgynous, big-haired, eyelinered men in tight pants. I mean, it was amazing. Duran Duran was the first concert I ever went to, and it was like, holy cow, this is sexy. I don't know what I'm feeling, you know.
In her new book, What Lies Between Us, her narrator also loves her Duran Duran. But this is not just a book about teenage immigrants discovering rock. It's a different kind of immigrant story.
They hate me because I am the worst thing possible. I am the bad mother.
Not Naomi, but her character, the narrator of the novel. This is Sandeep Roy for KALW. The classic immigrant story has a well-established trajectory. Flee famine, war, child marriage, pursue the American dream. The parents sacrifice so the children can have a better future. The children fall in love with the wrong people and break hearts.
I'm bored with a normal immigrant story. I think we need to complicate it. I think we need to really test it.
In What Lies Between Us, a mother and daughter arrive in America, fleeing a dark and terrible night in Sri Lanka. Both are damaged in ways they do not realize.
It's a book about childhood trauma and the consequences of that upon our adult lives. And this is something that it's completely untalked about, especially in a South Asian context. People are not talking about trauma.
The book opens with the narrator in a prison cell, accused of a crime that she says is the worst a woman can be accused of. Naomi reads,
"The walls of my cell are painted an industrial white. They must think the color is soothing. Where I come from, it connotes absence, death, and loneliness. People write to me. Mothers mostly, they spew venom. That's not surprising. I've done the unthinkable. I have parted the veil and crossed into that other unseen country. They hate me because I am the worst thing possible. I am the bad mother."
I won't give away what the mother has done, but Naomi says it's not that unusual.
And then I started doing a bunch of research about women in prison, women that have committed violent crimes, and I found that the specific thing that my character has confessed to is actually not as uncommon as you would expect.
Because this is a book that begins in Sri Lanka, because Naomi was born in Sri Lanka, though she now lives in Auckland, and because the book is about childhood trauma, most of us will immediately assume that that trauma must stem from the brutal civil war that raged in that country for almost three decades. But that's where Naomi surprises again.
It's not about the obvious. It's not about the big, glaring thing that we dealt with in Sri Lanka. Her trauma has nothing to do with the war.
It's actually a story about motherhood, about a mother in Sri Lanka and a mother in San Francisco. Naomi reads on.
"But here's the secret. In America, there are no good mothers. They simply don't exist. Always, there are 1,000 ways to fail at this singularly important job. There are failures of the body and failures of the heart. The woman who is unable to breastfeed is a failure. The woman who cries for an epidural is a failure."
Sri Lankan society, she says, in contrast, has a little more support for mothers.
You get pregnant, you go to your mother's house, you get taken care of, you get cooked and pampered, and sort of your body is taken care of, and that continues after the child is born.
Here,
for most American women, you sort of, you get pregnant, you have your baby, now you have to lose the baby weight, you better go back to work immediately.
What Lies Between Us is not attacking mothers.
I also wanted to think about how hard it is to be a mother.
Or not to be one. As we just found out in Britain, even in 2016, it defines a woman. Two women vied to be Prime Minister of Britain. And the debate was not about Brexit, but whether motherhood made one woman a better candidate than the other. Naomi is not surprised.
I think that motherhood is still considered by most people to be that mark of what makes a woman.
She has chosen not to have children. She says her extended family will think she's not quite mature. Or they could just blame the corrupting influence of Duran Duran.
I love them. I was going to marry Simon Le Bon, and my best friend was going to marry John Taylor, and that was going to be our life. Yeah, it was fantastic.
This is Sandeep Roy for KALW.
Behind.